He's one of my fellow board members and a member of December 12th. Straight ahead, I'm a Wally Clay. Woo! Who's station? Who's station? No, I can't hear y'all. Y'all must be cold and tired. Bernard said, damn, Uncle Wally, did you get a job yet? I said, no, you know, when you go to unemployment, you have to look like you're willing and ready to work. So I thought I'd put on my outfit. You know who it is I miss the most right now? For me, Grandpa Al. And I remember him so much because he was never afraid. And I remember the program that we did before they put him off the air in the last coup. He and Father Lucas and I, and the theme of that program was, we gotta get rid of Condoleezza Rice. Yeah. And it was important to make that statement. And for people to understand, the statement wasn't a statement of black and white. It was a statement of political principle. At that time, we understood that Condoleezza Rice wasn't so much the person thereof, but the idea and the representation of reactionary ideas in our movement. Once again, another Condoleezza Rice has come out of the West this time. And once again, we're on the outside and reaction is on the inside. But one of the things that's different this time than before is that our country has awoken more. People are agitated more about the possibilities of what they can do. BAI is just like any other weapon. If you don't use it, it gets dull. If you don't practice with it, it fails you in the heat of struggle. It's just like a gun or a pen. It only belongs to those who know how to use it and are prepared to struggle for it, because we need weapons on our side. And so it's good being out in the street with y'all, because the essence of BAI is not upstairs on the 10th floor, but it's down here with the people. Because all BAI is supposed to be is an expression of the will of the people. And once those politics gets bastardized, as they are now, once they get corrupted by rich billionaires whose only purpose is to bring back a charlatan to sell products and turn public access radio into a money-making machine, then it's time for us to act. We have people who declare themselves to be socialists at the same time conspiring with real reactionaries. We have people calling themselves socialists who call the police on black Catholic priests. So politics have become very confused upstairs. And so you got to come downstairs in the street to get some fresh air and some fresh politics. I'm glad I'm down here with Lynn Stewart. I'm glad I'm down here with my brother, because, you know, we grew up in the same neighborhood, my man Bernard White. Because some reactionaries think this is a question of, well, you know, Bernard, you've been here long enough, it's time to turn it over to some other people. Who, like Kathy Davis? Is that what we're talking about? Like Aunt Jemima Kathy Davis? Let's be clear about who we're talking about. There's LaVon Williams walking around in the LSB meeting going, hiss, 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 hiss. I thought she was on narcotics. But she was mocking people that were hissing at her. Then she brought some other chump from the West who got up and was on Lecture Us in New York City about principles. We told him to sit his ass down. He's in New York. And we should be proud of the politics of New York. And we should be proud of ourselves. Because the people I see around me are the people who I want to be with. And even if one day we got to set up a ham radio, it'll have more politics than them reactionaries on the 10th floor. So the main thing we got to do is stay united and continue our struggle among our people in the street. And keep agitating around the question of who does this station belong to. It was 1987. Walking down Nostrand Avenue after we closed down a crack house that the people went in the streets and the police couldn't do nothing, and the slogan came, whose streets? Our streets. It didn't come from Madison Avenue Advertisement Company. It came out of the will of the people to transform their conditions and F the state. Because they weren't going to do nothing but collaborate with the dope dealers anyway. So when we say, who's BAI? Who's BAI? Who's BAI? That is the will of us to make sure that we don't let the voice of politics and principle be buried on Wall Street. We need to get out of Wall Street anyway, right? It's collapsing all around us anyway, right? So it's time to bring down them reactionaries and put them in the graveyard where they belong, straight ahead.